Maximilian. Good night. See ya.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Diana with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Queensland university is being accused of using AI to falsely accuse students of using AI to generate in academic misconduct. Australian Catholic University students had to wait up to 6 months to have their cases dismissed, with many still with a permanent mark on their academic record. More than 6,000 students received notification that their results would be withheld after AI-powered authenticity tracker software, Turnitin, detected alleged use of AI to translate, reference or paraphrase content despite students' innocence. In more news, Brisbane's e-scooter graveyards at the end of the higher zones are building rapidly. The inner north suburb of Woolawin is only less than 10 kilometres outside of Brisbane CBD, but it may as well be the edge of the world if you're on a hired e-scooter. E-scooter's users are bound by invisible lines known as geofencing that keeps the large hire fleet in the city's inner ring. This means forgotten vehicles pile up on the edge of the map in areas like Dutton Park, Yeronga and Maruka. A Lime spokeswoman said the company is funding designated parking bays in the CBD, South Bank, Fortitude Valley and West End. Now it's only a matter of whether citizens will use them. In national news, a Halls Gap family has donated $1.7 million to Eventide Homes in Stawell, located in Western Victoria. The family that provided the donation has requested that the money is spent on modernising the dementia wing, which will create a facility that is set to make a new benchmark in aged care. Eventide currently cares for 15 residents with dementia, but this number is expected to grow, with reports that more than 425,000 Australians were estimated to be living with dementia in 2024, with further projections to exceed 1 million by 2065. In more news, Environment Minister Murray Watt is expected to sit down with his shadow counterpart and discuss an overhaul to the national outdated environmental protection laws. Watt and his Liberal counterpart Angie Bell are expected to negotiate a deal that would appease both parties and ensure bipartisan support for new environmental law. Watt has already discussed the idea of environmental go and no-go zones that could better protect crucial environments and speed up developments outside of no-go zones. The current laws were described in the 2020 Samuel Review as broken and not serving business or the environment. In international news, French President Macron is expected to swear in his sixth prime minister in 2 years after standing PM Sebastien Lecornu stood down from his position on Monday, serving only a month and 14 hours naming his cabinet. The French political situation stems from snap elections in July 2024, which left no party with a ruling majority, which began to bottleneck any and all policies, including the national budget. Two previous prime ministers this year alone, both were voted out in no confidence after proposing austerity budgets. Lecornu's budget would be expected this week, but he said it would be up to debate. For your weather today, Brisbane is looking sunny before a little rainy weekend ahead. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the extreme high band, so don't forget a hat. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Hey Charlie, did you have a good run in the yard?
Rawr, 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 I found a bone! Rawr, runner, see?